Ikter HaKadosh Baruch Hu Refuah L'Makom. You know what's going on? You're too young to know, again, if you know. But if you've read about it, in the fall of 73, Nixon was reeling, absolutely reeling, because his whole president was unraveling over this Watergate story. And he needed to make friends in the United States in all possible quarters. And I figured he probably felt like General Brown, if you know who he is. But like, you know, after all the Yidden, there was tremendous disproportion about the power. And if he can get the Yidden on your side, then maybe that could save his presidency. So I had in my mind that Mishtana Kodesh Baruch, who made the whole Watergate scandal just in order that Nixon should be there, and because of this consideration would save Eretz Yisrael a little war and overrule individuals such as, and I figured he probably felt like General Brown, if you know who he is. But like, you know, after all the Yidden, there was tremendous disproportion about the power. And if he can get the Yidden on your side, then maybe that could save his presidency. So I had in my mind that Mishtana Kodesh Baruch, who made the whole Watergate scandal just in order that Nixon should be there, and because of this consideration would save Eretz Yisrael a little war and overrule individuals such as Henry A. Kissinger. That's what I was told by the people who were in the know. I said, I'm sorry, we have to go save Israel. And then suddenly when I said this speculation to somebody, he told me, yep, he knows for a fact that Nixon said, after he authorized the airlift of all this material there, Israel, to save them from there, in the time of real, real crisis, said, well, you think now that maybe you can get some of these dogs off me? You know, so the dogs were these investigative reporters and all that, and some of these peppering congressmen. Maybe we can use our newfound influence at this airlift to save his president. It wasn't enough. But I must tell you that I felt, whatever reason he had to do it. But the God of Israel said, Zaka, Kadosh Baruch put Nixon in the world in that particular juncture of history to be the one to do it from behalf of Israel. And I heard Robert just now, I heard on the radio, it was Sunday, I think it was, that when Nixon was in the White House, Israel knew he had a friend, which is true. He was the most I've been around to a number of presidents, and I think he was, as president of the U.S. government, he was staunchly pro-Israel. Yes?
Not with Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
Originally, father, yes, he
right.
Married Shiksa. And he wanted to come to say Kaddish on his mother's earth
side. Oh, yeah.
And they walked into him and he said, get out of here, you're
not
the Kaddish. He married a guy,
he
threw him right out.
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true. Could be.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Okay.
Could be. It's certainly possible, but I don't know if it's really true. Okay. With that introduction, as I said, we're having regular Shia tomorrow at the regular time. If everything's nothing, then What's tomorrow? Everything stops in this country tomorrow. I thought we got started about the... Okay, but we're not stopping. Torah has to go on. Okay? Holiday. Okay. Rabbos, we have a lot to talk about. I want to talk first about we spoke yesterday to be matir all the nature alcohol products on the ground of Toch Petit. Guess what? I didn't realize that I spoke to you. And I didn't look at all the svarim. There's already a discussion in Achronim about it. Rav Moshe holds against me. I do. Rav Moshe says in Chelek Gimel Siman Samach Beis in one line, talks about the alcohol. Is alcohol pure alcohol, which is considered nifsal me'achila and mutter on those grounds? And Rav Moshe says no. Why not? It's just a two-line excerpt here. Sim Sama Beis. But alcohol atzmo k'shu ve'en no nechshav nifsal me'achila. Why? Sheyesh mi nochrim sheshosin also al yedei ta'aruves v'tikun k'tzas. I mean, they mix some things in and they fix it up a little bit, and thereby they're able to drink the alcohol, even though it has been presumably been denatured. That's what Moshe Shub. In Mikroi Kodesh, in Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Daled, he says, by adding chemicals, you could somehow make it palatable. And if you can make it palatable, even though the government put in, he talks about the fairies, about the government. Even though the government put in certain things. Yeah. Sheyesh meches rak alam yuchel d'shtia. And if it's something else, there's no meches. Ukadelaftiashlishtamshu. Rakla Srefa, Ma'arvim Shlucha Memshalo. You know which Memshalo he's talking about? Haturkis. Tzvi Pesach lived a long time ago. The Turkish government, that's unbelievable. They put some samam shemekal kalatam and Rabbi Eshlo Reach Ra. Okay? And the question could you use this? Nifsal milecha la'adam is mekabel tuma. I tell them some shat in this sugya, in this Mishnah. If it's mekabel tuma, sir primar, it means it's called a food. Only foods are mekabel tuma. So the Raivet holds that a food which is nifsal me'achilas adam, but it's still edible by a dog, is still considered to be food. It's called an ochel. Not as the Gemara beferish. The Gemara says in the Sechet of Beitet of Zayin and Medveis, that Sa'or is ein o royal achila. So the Gemara, I have to see it. Sa'or is ein o royal achila. What must it mean to the primer to go to the Raivet? If it's considered a food, as we see from the Pasuk of the Torah, even if it's nifsal milecha la'adam, so what the Gemara says that Sa'or is Eino Royal Achila, what must it mean? It's even what? Even Eino Royal Achila's Kelev. That's exactly the Raivet Shita. Eino Royal Achila's Kelev, Afa Pikein, it's also because of Royal Lechameh Bo Isis Acheris. The Raivet was in effect forced into that Raivet Lashitoso. But according to the Rambam, what? And more than that, when the Gemara says Royal Lechameis Acheris, it must be referring to what? To Nifsal Mikelev. Because if it would be Nifsal Adam, you wouldn't need any such reason. That's what I think with the Rambam, what the Raivet means in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Uvechdim, the Pashal, Darish the Gemara says, Mishra Royal Lechameis, the Pashal Sa'or Kamar. Why? Because chometz is edible to a kelev and has shame michael, and therefore it's mekabel tuma, and mekabel tuma is a shame michael, and therefore it's by rabbi yamatzit tzarach levayim. Aye, but then a royal order there's no iser achila. All right, so there's no iser achila. So this is very important to know this distinction. Is it in a nevela real agair? Is it lo sochel from nevela? Whatever is in the Torah lo sochel has to be real again. But whenever there are prohibitions, which are not necessarily achila prohibitions, but there are other prohibitions related to foods which aren't necessarily eating, such as tuma, such as bayrabayimate, which you can violate without eating, then in order to knock it out, it's nifsum achilas kelev. And when it comes to sa'or, even if it's nifsum achilas kelev, we still say, oh, because the royal chameis is achiris. That's the word of the Yachiezer. It's a gewaldige pshat. The Rambam l'shitoso. If it's ain't a royal adam, it's not mekabel tumo. Not mekabel tumo means what? It's not considered an ochel. So you need the svara of royal chamea isas acheres where? Even by nifsal achilas adam. Vakelev yochol yochol. That's the Rambam shita. The two brachos are the same. The mayor de gevart in the prime words. Others say it as well. That if you look at the Birchas Aliyah in footnote 3, he quotes a number of other Akhmos in the same yisod. That again, the Rambam, the fundamental dispute, in order to be knockout, not to knock out a chil of a Maisa Achila, oh no, but a Maisa Achila to be royal agar, that's clear. But to knock out the Shem Ochel from the Chefza, that should be not considered an Ochel, even with respect to other Averas, should not an Aver of eating, but an Averas such as owning. And a verif is going in when something is tummy or touching something which is not eating. So in order to not get out in that category, how far do you have to go? According to the Rambam, as soon as it's in a royal achilas adam, it's ois ochel. No longer considered an ochel. No. Not a kabel tumum. Not an ochel anymore. So the question becomes to why there are violations of Bayra and Pesach. You have to bring in the reinforcements. What are the reinforcements? Royal achamea. So the two brightens are one and the same. But what this will be killer? Forget it. Forget it. We're not discussing that case. No one ever drafted that. But according to the Raivet is an ilchus tumah. If it's nifsal me'adam, it's still considered an ochel. It's still mekabel tumah. Still mekabel tumah. So therefore, it's still considered an ochel with respect to tumah and bayirah. You don't need the reason of Rosh Chameya. So therefore, when does Rosh Chameya set foot and step in? Where? What is even what? Come on, nifsal me what? Let's kill him. This is about we don't need Royal Chameya. It's a gewaldige war. It's a gewaldige war. Now, question. questions.